Tuesday, 5 p.m., was the deadline for county election officials to receive any remaining military, overseas, and provisional ballots cast in the November 6th midterm election. But the Jones campaign asked a judge in the 45th Civil District Court to extend that deadline by 48 hours to ensure that all votes could be counted. They also asked the judge to have the Bexar County Elections Administrator, Jackie Callinan, release the list of all mail-in, military, and provisional voters. Judge Stephanie Walsh denied both requests. Sam Taylor with the Texas Secretary of State's office explained that, according to state law, that list isn't available until counties have completed their final canvass of these ballots.
That list is not public information yet. It's not public information until the Early Voting Ballot Board has reviewed all these provisional ballots and then sent them back to the county elections administrator to be counted.
But Jones's attorney, Isabel De La Riva, told reporters outside the courtroom the campaign can't wait for the county.
If they wait until after they review it, there's no way to fix those ballots afterwards. So if they wait after that, those provisional ballots are thrown away. If there's a recount in this election, those provisional ballots will not be counted.
The Secretary of State's office says once the counties have added all the mail-in, military, and provisional ballots to their total vote counts, it's up to the governor's office to certify the final results. The counties have until November 20th, the governor has until December 6th. The vote count taken on election night shows Hurd leading Jones by more than 1,000 votes. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.